We wanted the idea to relate very much so to the capital region and what is specific about our area. And one of the things is that it happens to be the place that invented the light bulb. It's where GE is based. And at the same point in time, it's a place with a whole lot of vacancies because a lot of industry left, though GE is still there.
But not even in the same strength it was at one time, probably.
You know what? Probably not, but they do. I've been lucky enough during this project to work with them because they're one of our partners, and they do a lot of really amazing, exciting stuff. I will say that. So we had this idea that would take that you would use technology and somehow take place in vacant buildings. And the idea was is to create a very sort of simple LED lighting element that would go into the windows of vacant buildings and create a breathing effect. Now, to see this in one building is one thing. The strength of the project was meant to be in its scale. So hundreds and hundreds of buildings would have this happening. So throughout the three cities, when you're driving, the idea was is when you're driving down the streets, you would just be seeing out of the corner of your eye different buildings breathing light. And hence, that's the title of the piece, Breathing Lights. So to do this...
So you're meant to see it kind of from afar, really, right?
Well, you could stand right in front of one of the buildings, but there is no one place to be. It's meant to be dispersed throughout these three cities in such a way that, as opposed to most public art or public performance, whatever, where you go to the one venue and you know what you're in for, this is where it sort of comes up from behind you unexpectedly. Like, it's living with you more than you're going to it. So on your commute home or while you're walking down in a certain neighborhood, you would just see one building kind of ever so slightly breathing a light out of it, and then another one on another block and another one on another block. And the pacing...
It only starts in the evening, I guess?
Yeah. And the rate and the pacing of the breathing effect is, the idea is that we would sort of look at a building as a volume, kind of like as a body, and say, okay, if my body takes up this much volume and the rate of breathing is this, what would it be if we thought about the buildings as these enormous organisms in a way, and what would its breathing rate be at? So it's a really slow visual effect. And it's meant to be so. It's meant to be slower than anything else that's kind of happening around it in a way, in terms of a visual. Also for the fact that we're using lights that are sort of increasing and decreasing in intensity, and we didn't want it to seem like a disco or anything, or a casino or something. So it's a very subtle effect.